Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, this is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Months Podcast and Blog Talk Radio Show. Today is Monday, January 30th, and we're a few days away from February, which is dedicated to Holy Spirit. Today we'll be doing special prayer that I've done in the past, but I feel necessary to be do it again also today. It's a consecration to our Lord, to Jesus Christ, for an incarnate wisdom through Mary, as a poem written by St. Louis de Montfort. But before we do that, we have to talk a little bit about the news that's going on in the world. The demonstrations at the airport, why I'm all in favor of freedom of oppression, but we have to be careful what we're asking for and have knowledge of that. A lot of these famous actors and actresses are outraged, and some politicians, but they have to wait and see what it's really revealing. It's funny, these same politicians and actors and actresses, I didn't hear the outrage when Americans were killed and assaulted at the airports or in Orlando. I didn't hear that. And went outraged about death and killing and carnage by terrorists. And yes, we need to do something, and it will be formulated, but it won't be perfect. So we'll pray for that. And, you know, it's even, we'll pray for Montreal, where terrorist attack, and it seemed like attacking their own people in a mosque. So, I mean, it's kind of puzzling what they're trying to do there in Canada. You know, they say they want all refugees, which is a good thing, but in theory, they need to be vetted. He said, I mean, must be a lot of people who are crazy out there. And killing someone has no consequence. It's just, every day, we're immune to it now. Shootings and deaths is just like another day. And then that's what these famous actresses and actors, that's all they care about. Because, you know, I didn't hear the outrage. Just, what, a month ago when LaGuardia, for the airport, five people were killed? I didn't hear the outrage when in Orlando, where 50 people were killed, and San Bernardino, and the Boston Marathon, and these all of 9/11, where was their outrage then? Don't be hypocrites. That's how I feel about it. That's my personal opinion. So please, so we'll pray. Is that the number one source? Maybe they should be talking about praying. Praying that, you know, people who say they're for God, they follow what God believes in. Thou shalt not kill is one of the main things that God believes in, the top 10 commandments. Thou shalt not kill. And they kill for any reason. So let's pray for that. So this prayer is called Consecration to Jesus Christ, incarnate wisdom through Mary. I pray today, and I will give my name, but I hope one day my son Gregory will pray this prayer. He is my prodigal son. So let's pray. And I pray for those who pray this prayer to put a little word in that those who may not be at this moment in their life believing that there even is a God. How could anyone question that? I guess by seeing what's going on in the world, we must ask ourselves, then where is God? Stop all this carnage and killing. But God is for the prayers. The other side, the evil side, those who are atheists, those who don't believe in God, doing the work of that not as God, but as the Satan and the devil. So let's pray this prayer. The consecration through Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom through Mary. This formula was written by St. Louis de Montfort. Internal and incarnate wisdom, most lovable and adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only the Son of the Eternal Father and of Mary, always virgin, I adore you profoundly, dwelling in the splendor of your Father from all eternity in the virginal womb of Mary, your most worthy mother at the time of your incarnation. I thank you for having emptied yourself in assuming the condition of a slave to set me free from my eternal cruel slavery of the evil one. I praise and glorify you for having and willingly chosen to obey Mary through your Holy Mother in all things. Through her I may be faithful, the slave of love. But I must confess that I have not kept the vows and promises of which I made to you so solemnly at my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations, and I do not deserve to be called your child or even your loving slave. Since I cannot lay down claim to anything except what merits your rejection and displeasure, I dare no longer approach the holiness of your majesty on my own. This is why I turn to the intercession and mercy of your Holy Mother, to whom you yourself have given me a mandate with you. Through her, I hope to obtain from your condition and the pardon for my sins, for the wisdom whom I desire to dwell in me always. I turn to you then, Mary, immaculate, living in the tabernacle of God. The eternal wisdom hidden in you will receive the adoration of both men and angels. I greet you as Queen of heaven and earth. All that is under God made subject to you sovereignty. I call to you as an unfailing refuge of sinners. In your mercy, you have never forsaken anyone. I, William Young, an unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today to you my baptismal promise. I renounce forever Satan and his empty promises and his evil designs. I give myself completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him for the rest of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have been till now. This day, with the whole court of heaven as your witness, I choose you, Mary, as my mother and my queen. I surrender and consecrate myself to you, body and soul, with all that I possess, both spiritually and materially, even including my spiritual values of all my actions, past, present, and to come. I give to you the full right of disposal of me and all my belongings to me without any reservation for whatever way you please, for the greater glory of God in time throughout eternity. Final plea, accept this graciously, Virgin, this little offering of my slavery to honor and to imitate that obedience of which eternal wisdom willingly chose to have towards you, his mother. I wish to acknowledge the authority for which both of you have over this little one and this pitiful sinner. By it, I wish also to thank God for the privilege bestowed on you by the Blessed Trinity. I solemnly declare that for the future, I will try to honor and obey you in all things as your true slave of love. O admirable Mother, present me to your dear Son as his slave now and for always, so that who redeems me through you will now receive me through you. Mother of Mercy, grant me the favor of obligating the true wisdom of God, so to make me one of those whom you love, teach, whom you nourish and protect as your children and slaves. Virgin most faithful, make me in everything so committed, a disciple, an imitator, a slave of Jesus, so that by your intercession and example, may I become fully mature with your fullness of which Jesus possessed on earth and with the fullness of his glory in heaven. Amen. And in the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. That concludes today's message and prayer from Prayer and Lunch Podcast. I hope you're praying with me. Pray every day. Pray for our new President Trump. Pray for our Vice President Ken. Pray for our cabinet members. Pray for our new Supreme Court nominee that will be announced tomorrow. For we need great help in the Supreme Court of the United States of America. But thank you for listening to my podcast and Block Talk Radio Show. As always, if you have comments, please feel free to make them at my Block Talk Radio Show or peoplepodcast.com. My email is wryoung12@yahoo.com. And have a pleasant and good Monday. Thank you for listening.